Okay, well, now, when it comes to football, one man has for many years been the most noticeable, the most controversial, and occasionally the most successful manager this country has ever produced. His pithy words and abrasive style make him as famous off the pitch as he is on. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alan Latchley.
Okay, Alan. Okay, Alan, very good.
Now, right. Now, it's great. Now it's great to get you. It's obviously very topical to get at the moment because you are being, pipped or tipped for the England job. But
it's too early to talk about the England job.
Yeah, okay. I'll come in about 5 minutes then, if I may, because I wanted just to sort of talk about your early career because you're one of the youngest managers when you were originally appointed in the Football League, weren't you?
Yes, I was appointed manager when I was 16 and a half.
Yes.
Little outskirts of Scunthorpe, close to where I was born.
Yeah, you're from Scunthorpe.
I'm from Scunthorpe, yes. I'm a scunny man through and through.
Yeah, but football is very much your life.
It's in my blood, Clive. It's in my blood. I mean, without football, I'd be nothing.
Yes.
And I love football. Yeah. Football is she's a cruel mistress. She's more than a mistress. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a daughter. She's an errant child. She can make you laugh. She can make you cry. She can bring tears to my eyes. She can bring blood to my shoulders.
She can bring the kettle to the boil.
Because football is about nothing unless it's about something. And what it is about is football.
Excuse me.
Right. Okay. Now, so Scunthorpe,
yes.
You're the manager there.
I was manager until 16 and a half. And
yeah, briefly a manager. Briefly, now, what did you think you brought to Scunthorpe?
I brought heart and I brought defiance. I brought all those qualities that make this country what it is today.
Yes.
A certain feeling, a certain love, a certain heart, a certain toughness, mental toughness, and physical toughness, and something so beautiful, I can scarcely express it. You see, when I was manager, briefly, when I was young, I didn't know much.
No.
I knew nothing.
Yes.
I'd come straight up from the moors and was suddenly put in charge of a thriving club.
Yeah.
So what did I do? I'm just a lad.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did, Clive. Mm. I went home and read a book.
Yeah.
How to manage.
Yeah. Whose book was that?
That was my dad's book. How I manage.
Yeah.
It was not about football, but it was about life in general.
But what do you say you have to do to get a team going? What is it? What is the quality?
Belief.
Yeah.
Motivation. The three M's.
Yeah.
That's what football is about. It's all about motivation.
I follow
that. You've got to get those boys on the pitch motivated.
Yeah, so
it's no good saying go out and buy some ice cream, go to the pitches. You've got to tell them what they're doing. You've got to motivate them onto the pitch. Push them out with forks if you need to, but get them out on the pitch.
Yeah.
And then when the game's over, get them in again.
Now, you went to Hartlepool and you had the... You had this system of getting them angry, is that...
Well, you know, rage is very much an adrenaline-inducing factor in all sports.
Yes.
I mean, Linford Christie wasn't in a good mood when he won the 100 metres, was he?
Well, he was afterwards.
Yes, but you've got to be in a rage to bring out the best in yourself. And what I do to my players is to... One of the tactics I did, this is an early tactic, was to kidnap their wives. Three all girlfriends.
Yes.
Girlfriends or wives, I'd send them all on a bus up to Grimsby with no ticket back, and the lads went mad. They were, there was one game against Rotherham, my whole team was sent off almost as soon as they got on.
Yeah. Now, the other sort of weird thing you used to use, and I say weird, but...
Odd.
Quirky. Your father was something to do with the circus. Now, how did that come into...
The great Escapini, my father was... he used to do a vanishing act. He'd lock himself up in a suitcase, usually in a hotel room.
Yes.
As soon as the bill arrived. And he would escape from the suitcase. And with that background, I formed the Escapini Defence.
Right.
which consisted of a 10-man defensive unit.
Yes.
I had them stood on each other's shoulders in the goal mouth with their back to the opposing team, and they just sit there and we'd rely on rebounds.
All right. But you only lasted, what, a couple of weeks at Hartlepool?
Two weeks, yeah. I'm a scrunny man, and they don't like scrunny people at Hartlepool.
No. And along with many other managers, you went to Manchester City.
Man City, yes. That's where I introduced the concept of equal playing facilities. Namely, that if you had skillful people on your team, that was no excuse for them playing better than the others. Because the other ones feel, you know...
Inferior,
which, well, let's face it, I wouldn't say this, you know, if I had a team with me now, but some of them are worse than the others.
Yeah.
And my tactic was to get them all down to exactly the same level.
Right. What about, I'm going to bring to the England manager's job now. What I mean, you're a friend of Graham Taylor's, I know.
I'm a friend of Graham, and I won't speak ill of the man.
No.
He did a cracking job.
Yeah.
When you look at the potential that he had there and his ability to transform it into those results, you have to realise you are dealing with somebody unusual.
Yeah. Well, you say you won't speak ill of him, but you have spoken ill of him on TV programmes and indeed every other football manager. What is it you think that you could bring to the England job that your rivals couldn't?
I would bring heart and motivation.
Motivation.
And let us work our way up from the bottom and stay there if we can.
Yeah. Now, I know apart from your football activities, I know you keep well in touch with football, but you do have, management seminars you run to apply your methods to other industries?
Yes, I have a course called Dare to Fail.
Yes.
In which people who are ambitious, people who've had some degree of success in life can come along and see what it's like to be at the bottom of the pile and learn how to get there with pride and dignity intact. And it's with a slide presentation and it's a very nice week you spend in the country, locked up, you're not allowed to smoke, drink or sleep. And it's a way of just teaching people.
So Dare to Fail is the slogan of the...
Well, the other side of failure, is success.
Yes. I follow that. Would you say that your career has largely been a failure?
Or a success, depends on how you look at the coin. Just toss it in the air, let it fall, you know not where.
Yes.
But I can look myself in the mirror in the morning and say, there is a man.
Alan Lashley. Okay. Okay, well,